The foot is off through the rail.
It's time.
Here we go.
Time for the Saturday Run.
Get
ahead of your Triple M footy triple header.
Get your facts right.
Lighten up, take your tyre.
Hard Yakka, for a new breed of legends.
Fareem Hot Water at Macca's 50th birthday.
Triple M rocks footy.
No, we're all over the place. Saturday afternoon, we're here at the Richard Marsland Studio, South Melbourne style. The sun's shining outside. Beautiful day here in Melbourne. We're out of lockdown. Smiles finally on the faces of Victorians. And for Hard Yakka, you're listening to the Triple M Saturday Rub. Bernard Vince is parked in Adelaide. We're waiting for him to get into a studio to deliver us a nice round of Nuff Nuff. That's coming up a little later on. There's news everywhere. We need to get to the bottom of what the hell's happening in our comp.
Chaos.
Fats, it's only occurred to Fat today that we start at midday.
How long have we been starting at midday?
Every show we've done for the last 20 years. Yes.
It's chaos. I'm looking forward to Damo, and I'm looking forward to speaking to Sam Newman, who's joined us in the box today. Duck, what's happened to your eyes?
What do you mean?
I was listening last night, and the chief is spot on. Yeah, you've had some work, or you've done
it's
something.
It's called Mosh Moisturiser, Bill.
Moisturiser.
Mosh. Get the mosh.
They're smaller than
get
ever.
Get the mosh.
What? I think he's right. I think you've gone down the Sam Newman path. The one with the lot.
Bill, I would tell you if I went down
have
the Sam Newman
path. Have you had any work
You know what I went and had done? I had a haircut this week. And I've been got a new Mosh product, which is face moisturising. Yeah. Obviously,
eyes; they're smaller. Has it?
Well, you know what you also do, Bill. If you should actually try this, get the bags under yours. Gone is you just sort of rub stuff under there, and it just disappears. Yeah,
Jim, I can't look at him. I cannot look at him. There's something wrong with his eyes.
What I'm thinking is it's a gradual one too.
Oh, yeah.
So what the Force did is he decided to go whack.
Ducks
and he came back looking like a completely different human being. Yeah. We suddenly didn't know who we were dealing with.
Well, I'm starting to get that feeling over here. I thought I was calling with Duck today. It's not that.
I wouldn't mind looking like Sam at his age.
Oh, I know.
Well, Sam doesn't look like Sam at his age. That's the whole point of it.
Hey, g'day, Damo. Plenty going on.
Hello, Bill. There is you used the word chaos, didn't you? There is a lot of going on at the moment. Do we want to do what we normally do and try and get a laugh, or do you want to go serious straight away?
We've got that. Before we get to the chaos, Fat's not as fat.
He's lost weight.
No, he's lost weight.
Yeah. Mosh.
Oh, well, he's shrunk into a block of flats.
So what? This is the question.
Look, hit someone, Duck, because that was... Look at him.
Maybe give someone a clip. So the question I asked during the week, and this is a legitimate question, because now all his clothes are baggy.
Yes.
Like he's come in too... Not, hoses shaking
his air. His pants are way too much falling down. It's frightening in the office at the moment.
So therefore, Hose, this is a legitimate question. Yeah. Does he back himself and go and buy new clothes?
Yeah.
Or does he know that within a month he's going to balloon straight back out to where he was and stay with what he's already got?
You know the answer. And I know the answer, and everyone knows the answer. Just keep the clothes you got, Bill.
What do you want to do? Do you want to stay as you are?
No, because it's been dry July. I tell you what, so I've been off the frothies.
So you've noticed the difference,
have you? Well, I haven't got any scales at home, but my belt's come in two notches or two...
Holes. Two notches.
And I'll tell you what is hard, to try and find something that puts the holes in the belt. Where do you find that?
Bootmaker.
G'day, bootmaker down the road here.
He actually left down the road, didn't he? Anyone who cuts keys, Bill, they'll do it for
you. Yeah, minute.
Well, you can just get down.
A wide nail.
Just grab a rope.
A hammer and a wide nail.
A what?
A nail. A wide nail.
A wide nail.
I've done it myself, Bill. It's not that hard. And I'm not a handyman at all.
True.
Anyway, I appreciate that, Jim. And I know I'm looking good. I've had the haircut.
I didn't ever say good.
Jason Streatham.
No, you don't look like you.
Bill, I didn't say good.
Got more creases.
I said you're not as
more
fat.
More creases in a crease factory.
It's a very different thing.
You're taking a liking to me, Jim. I know you're a bit keen. Wait till Lisa sees me.
Hose is the one we need to... Is that a correct sentence, Hose? Not as fat, but still doesn't look good.
Yes, absolutely correct. You do look more wrinklier.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's...
More wrinkles in a wrinkle factory, Bill.
Oh, the duck's on fire here with all the... any others you can get out?
You need the mosh moisturiser, mate.
What's the wrinkliest thing on your grandma, Duck?
Oh, your grandpa. very funny, Bill.
He actually
Why did the answer? Tree fall over, Duck?
I don't know.
Too many cones.
You're just ripping your jokes out from the week.
Yes.
All right. So we need to straighten
up. What about the ding dong one?
We only have an hour.
Grandma and Grandpa Jim.
No.
We only have an hour. Early start to the game today. So, Damo, chaos everywhere in the AFL world.
It relates to matches in the Gold Coast and Brisbane regions on the back of the Queensland state government and health officials today putting those regions into a three-day snap lockdown from 4 p.m. So the game's in question, Gold Coast versus Melbourne Metricon Stadium today. Melbourne was flying to the Gold Coast. They've actually landed now. They will now be going to Perth. They've got a game against West Coast next week, and so that was already planned. Can't get off the plane, and we'll be going straight to Perth. So these three games have now been postponed. Gold Coast versus Melbourne, 3:10 today, postponed. Essendon versus Sydney, Gabba tonight, postponed. And the other game is GWS versus Port Adelaide, Metricon Stadium, 3:10 tomorrow, postponed. So as we speak, no known times for those games to be played. Obviously, you've got Essendon as one of those teams who's been in Queensland for 3 weeks. You've got families of Giants and Sydney Swans players in that same region. And then if you want to go to the other code, the NRL code, where pretty much everyone is in that region at the moment, it is carnage, chaos, and hopefully it's only 3 days. But within those 3 days, there's going to be a lot of matches of professional sport not able to be played.
All right, so Melbourne will have to change planes, you suggest, because it's a different plane that goes that distance to the 8 hours it takes to Perth. So they'll just have to find a safe place within the airport and then jump change straight plans. And go away.
And they're all charter flights the AFL's been taking in recent weeks.
So what will, for Essendon fans, what do they do?
They, I believe, Jim, will be hoping to get to Melbourne as early as today before this lockdown kicks in. So they've had enough of being on in that part of the world anyway, so they want to come down.
And Sydney will come to Melbourne as well?
I would think they would have to, Jim. I haven't got the latest on the Swans, given that they were meant to be playing tonight at the Gabba, you'd think. But then what do the families do, given they're quarantining as we speak, and we're about to come out of that in order to see their partners? So you've got that aspect of it as well. Brisbane's another issue. Stuck on the tarmac in Launceston for a game against Hawthorn. Now, as far as I can tell, they've been given approval that game tomorrow, 2:10 p.m, will take place, and they've been allowed to leave the airport duck. But even that, they were flying in there, and the Tasmanian government has had to require them to sign a fresh set of documents on the back of those players coming from a zone that is now going to be in lockdown as of 4 p.m. tonight.
No, I said this on air about 3 weeks ago. It amazes me they haven't set up a hub here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
A complete bio-bubble hub.
Yep.
That, because we've got the grounds. Nowhere else have we got enough grounds to play all the games on. We have got that here in Melbourne. Why haven't they set up somewhere where they go, listen, we're going to have to get you all in and you're going to have to stay there until we can complete the season. You're not having access to anyone else. You're not going to coffee shops around the corner. You're just going to have to stay put and we get the games played here because we know we can manage it once you're here.
Yeah, that is looming as still a possibility at this very late stage of this season. There are a couple of reasons for that, Jim. Melbourne itself, as you know, has only just come out of a fifth lockdown.
So true.
That was an aspect, obviously, that needed to be factored in. There was also the undertaking, and all they can do is give their word, and to an extent, they've been able to deliver on their word. Now, Essendon would argue the last 3 weeks they've gone against that. They've had to go away again for a second time. So they've given their word to their clubs that the fixture will stay as it is. Now, we've miraculously, to a point, got to round 20 without the day of the game being scheduled where these situations have happened. So I think they take that situation. They've got the, in inverted commas, the luxury of the bye still being at their disposal, these games?
So has every club been told they'll get a bye within the next 4 weeks? Because that bye won't happen at the end of the year.
You wouldn't think it would happen now for the clubs affected today. Now, again, whether they're trying to reschedule these games for 24, 48 hours periods, I don't know, Bill. And again, we're talking
just after midday. But they've got the luxury of that week off, didn't they? So they're going to use that.
Yep.
That's what my sources tell me.
Yeah.
They could have a bye. Some clubs might have a bye next week. Some clubs might have a bye the next. Yep. But they've got that luxury of that week.
Really that's only affects, the at play at the moment.
Yeah. It really only affects the teams. That bye really only affects the teams going into finals. Yeah. So if you come up to that point, JB, and you're not playing finals, do they really need to get those games away?
Yeah, well, that, again, like all these issues are being waded through as we speak. And
like those in contention, what I mean, you could almost shorten that last week. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you could play teams that are 5 day breaks for three consecutive games. But again, the AFLPA has already pushed back on that happening twice this year when it was put to them. Can we have a second 5 day break for the Bulldogs who were going to and willingly going to play a Friday night game? Would have been their second 5 day break. The AFLPA has said no to that. So where they come into it, Duck, and this is the runway that just keeps getting shorter and shorter. Even, Jim, there's a Gold Coast Southport VFL game being played this morning.
It just was.
Stopped yeah, right. as a result of this snap lockdown.
So, Purple, you could fly Melbourne and the Gold Coast to Perth and play that game Monday night.
You could.
I mean, that is a possibility
too. You could, Jim. You're right. And
I mean, last year taught us that you can do all sorts of things.
Yep.
So we should be fluid enough to say, right, that game's played Monday night.
And Duck, you tell me, the players, once they had to embrace what was in front of them last year, they didn't mind the playing component as much as I think the competition and industry thought they would.
That's
once
right.
it was legislated that was in.
Absolutely. And those short breaks, the players don't mind those either. Obviously, back-to-back-to-back short breaks eventually get you. Yep. But a couple in a row, JB, they don't mind it because the whole week's about recovery. So they don't have a main session.
Well, they don't train, do they?
Exactly right. They'd rather just go straight into another game.
You know what I found fascinating, Purple, when I had the great privilege, actually, of commentating the Winter Olympics is...
Tora Bryant!
Well, there's a great example, but the snowboard cross and all that sort of stuff is often the weather closes in. And so they've just got to stop.
Stop, yeah.
But then when the weather's deemed good enough, the official comes out and says, right, you're going.
You've got 20 minutes.
Now, there's no warm-up. There's no right. You start all over, you warm up again. You are up and you're going.
Yeah.
And they don't complain. They just know that's the landscape of their sport.
Yeah.
And I was fascinated to listen to Duck and Daisy when we had the situation where Richmond were late to the game a couple of weeks ago. Not their fault. The bus got held up in the traffic. But both Duck and Daisy said, just start. You don't have to wait. You don't have to add 15 minutes. Just start the bloody game. I mean, it's the athletes are ready to go.
And
so I think all of this, I respect Paul Marsh and I respect the PA, but at the end of the day, when you have these crises, you've just got to say, it's got to go.
Yeah. And Jim, just with the Melbourne situation, they've got a game against West Coast. Next round identified at Optus Stadium. So for them to not now have this this game being played against Gold Coast at 3:10, 3 hours away from now.
Yep.
So they've got to jam that in, if to your point, just get the game away. So you're right, it would have to be Monday night, I would think, at the latest, in order to be ready for a Saturday game.
Or move that game to Sunday. I mean, we can do all this. We know that.
And they will, Jim. And look, it is to their credit. And no one is complaining. It's just that there is this legislation that they've managed to stick to this point. No second 5 day breaks for clubs. But I can't see how that doesn't have to get changed right now.
All right, we need to take a break. There's the massive story out of Waverley, of course, with Alistair Clarkson to discuss next. Wow. And I know you're all over that, Damo.
Quiz?
No quiz.
No.
What?
No. No time.
Petition. Start now.
I've heard Bernie's going to soak up a lot of time later on.
I'm sick of that little turd over there.
He's got friction with you.
Funny thing, Hose, about it was not only did we not have time, but no one wanted it.
That's true.
So there's the two things.
The punters want it.
No, they don't.
Them wanting more.
I think there's a punt. I'm going to have a chat to you in the break, bro.
Yakka, this is the Triple M Saturday Rock.
I won't be here at halftime.
And Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rock Footy.
Now you can stream every AFL match live with Triple M Footy.
People all around us getting excited.
Just download the Listener app and select Triple M.
Saturday afternoon, getting ready for North Melbourne and Geelong down in Hobart. We've got the Duck, we've got Fat, of course. I see Damo in very good news-breaking form. The Hose Mary doing a magnificent job. And Bernard not far away. Enough coming up, of course, out of the studios of Adelaide. But we just got the whole COVID mess hopefully sorted, although we might have had some, not late mail, but just another wrinkle, maybe.
Melbourne heading to Melbourne now, where they left this morning to go and play a game against Brisbane, and then with plans to go to West Coast next week for a game in round 21. Back to Melbourne, Jim. So all these possibilities are now being mooted. They'll be changed again in the next hour or so. But look, there's still an attempt to get these games that have been postponed. Gold Coast versus Melbourne, Essendon v Sydney, GWS v Port Adelaide. They're the three matches affected by this Brisbane and Gold Coast lockdown this round. They are hopeful of rescheduling those games as soon as possible. As you said, Bill, the bye that's scheduled after round 23 will now be absorbed, yep, with byes being taken before that period as we get closer toward completing this 23-round, 22-match season.
We may see, is the latest we're hearing, Melbourne Gold Coast played at Marvel. They may be coming back here to play that game.
That's a possibility. That is a possibility as right, we speak, Jim, and that could change in the next 20 minutes again.
Farcical scenes at the Hawthorn Football Club, and the exiting of one of their all-time greats has been, well, I don't like to use the word a disgrace too often when it's attached to footy clubs.
And you don't use this word often, Jim.
But the way Alistair Clarkson has been exited from that joint is a disgrace.
Yep.
And I don't know what the fallout's going to be, if there'll be any more. But if you'd said to, you know, Jeff Kennett and the top office at that place 6 weeks ago that this is where you're going to end up, I'm sure they would have handled it differently, surely.
Jim, I agree. I think if you went back 3.5 weeks when they made the public decision and announcement that Sam Mitchell would take over from Alistair Clarkson, if they sat down and said, how could we stuff this up 100%, they've reached that point.
Yeah, as couldn't
yesterday.
Have done it any better.
If they said to themselves, how could we discredit Alistair Clarkson, the four-time premiership coach, well, they've done that. They've ticked that box again yesterday.
Why would they want to do that?
If they also said, Doug, how could we make it the hardest possible way for Sam Mitchell to take over.
Yeah, they've done that as well.
Exactly. How could we destroy a legacy of something that was created when they appointed Alistair Clarkson? First match, 2005 season. Last match is going to be round 23, 17 years later, 17 seasons later of 2021. How could we destroy the legacy of that? Now, okay, destroy's too strong, but how could we tarnish the legacy?
Yeah, I know.
They've managed to do that. And then, Jim, what happens next? And you've touched on this, and I just don't see a way Jeff Kennett can stay in that position, given that he came back at the end of 2017. He overthrew the Richard Garvey-led board at that stage. And, okay, he came back because he said it was being run in a way that wasn't to his liking. That is probably not in dispute. The club was meandering at that stage. But he came back with the view to fix it. And right now, as a result of the past 3.5 weeks to 4 weeks of negotiations, he's put that club into a situation that does take it back to 2004 in terms of how it's being run.
Okay, so we have had this situation happen once before, and that was at the Sydney Swans when John Longmire was being courted by North Melbourne. I was at the club at the time. They said, we've got a vacancy in the coaching position after Dean Laidley resigned. Horse, we'd like you to be a part of the process. Paul Roos went to the Swans, yep, went to Richard Collis and said, I've only got another year left in me. I'm only doing this till the end of next year. It would be madness if you let this bloke leave this club. He is our next coach, so let's do a deal. Let's do it properly. Sit down with Horse, get this thing done so that he takes over from me and it's a seamless transition.
Yep.
That was done superbly, and John Longmire has been an incredible coach, yes, for Sydney ever since.
Yep. True.
The template's laid down.
Yeah.
How did Hawthorn butcher this so badly?
No, I don't know.
Arrogance.
I don't know, because there's no succession plan that works unless...
The difference there is Paul Roos knew that he only had 1 year left.
Yep.
So Alistair Clarkson wanted to continue to coach.
Did he?
Well, he clearly did.
Yeah, he got the answer he didn't want, Jim. And again, you can't underestimate the behind-the-scenes manoeuvrings of Alistair Clarkson and those around him to get to this stage yesterday. Now, again, people got up in arms about Alistair Clarkson, what he said the previous Friday, Bill. Two Fridays ago.
Well, I got sucked in.
You did. And that's okay too, because everyone did. I don't want to judge him on this, but he chose to bring in personal tragedy to highlight his commitment to a contract. Now, that was his choice. No one asked him the questions about it. He volunteered that information. And then 7 days later, it's transpired that he wants to leave the club, yeah, which he said yesterday, oh, we needed fresh air, and it's obvious we need fresh air. Yeah. Now, what happened? What happened in 7 days? So what it goes back to him not getting the answer that he wanted. Jim, Jason Dunstall set this club up when he identified, yep, Alistair Clarkson as the man of the future. We spoke to him last night, obviously, on Triple M on the Friday huddle, and Chief doesn't, as you don't, use emotive words too often, but
right,
he did last night.
I think it's been really poorly handled. I think the way it's played out over the last few years, last few weeks, so it doesn't reflect well on anyone.
Yep.
I think it's become a bit of embarrassment, the way that they've handled it all the way through.
What's your overriding emotion as a brown and gold man today?
A couple of weeks ago, I would have said shock, but now we've kind of had time to process it a little bit. I think just disappointment, the way that the club's handled it, is probably the biggest emotion for me. You'd like to have seen great respect handed out for a great coach. Everyone shake hands, walk away. New coach come in, fresh start, do your best.
Clarko used a key word yesterday for me, and that was strong from Bunghole. But Clarko used a key word yesterday. He used the word control. once he knew he didn't have control of that footy club, then he realised he could not be the coach or be there under those circumstances. And he used that a couple of times yesterday in that press conference.
Jim, you probably precipitated the Nathan Buckley situation. When I say you probably, you did. You offered Nathan Buckley, your board, a contract when he was deciding what he wanted to do. That brought forward the Mick Malthouse, Nathan Buckley arrangement. It didn't work, to Duck's point, because the man in the seat didn't want to give up the position. Mm. It worked because Paul Roos did that at the Sydney Swans with John Longmire. It worked with Paul Roos because he, again, the man in the position, wanted to move on with Simon Goodwin at Melbourne. What would you have done if you could possibly put yourself into Jeff Kennett's shoes this past month? What would you have done with this situation?
It's my mail, and I don't necessarily say it's correct, but it's from a pretty good area, that Al Clarkson had on more than one occasion gone to Hawthorne and said, right, we need to discuss how this is going to work. We need to discuss how I'm going to transition out of this job and when and how.
Going back how far are you referring?
I think it goes back a while.
And longer than 4 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No doubt. And my understanding was that every time he said that, what was said back to him was, nah, you're our man, don't worry about that, we want you to stay. And so I think a bit of his disillusion is him turning around saying, well, I actually came to you to talk about this, and you wouldn't. And now it's time, because Sam Mitchell was courted by someone else, that you want this to happen.
Yep.
And then, you know, there's your fait accompli. Yep. So I think a bit of his frustration, if I'm reading it correctly, and I mightn't be, I'm putting my hand up, I'm not inside the tent, but his frustration will be, well, I actually came to you about this.
Yeah.
And then when the time came, why didn't we have an adult conversation?
So it all started because of Collingwood, really.
Yes. Yeah. And all it was an approach from Graham Wright to Sam Mitchell. Yeah. Are you interested? And the answer to that was yes. And then Mitchell, to his credit, and he's already gone public with this aspect of it, alerted Hawthorne to that. It wasn't an advanced conversation. It wasn't as if he's the contract to coach Collingwood. To your point, Jim, I don't know the timeline and what you've referred to. I don't have an insight on that, but I do have an insight on the communication at that footy club. And it's been a toxic relationship between Clarkson and Kennett. No matter what they want to say publicly and whatever Jeff wants to write and distribute to members, it's been toxic. It's also been toxic between Clarkson and the chief executive officer, Justin Reeves, now.
Well, how does that work?
For some time. Well, it hasn't worked. And they just haven't talked. So, You line all that up, you throw all that into the mix, and while Alistair, in your information, I'm not disputing it one bit, I'd be backing it, has been trying to get an answer, well, they just don't communicate. Like normal president, coach, CEO, coach.
Where do you sit on Sam Mitchell? Where's he sit in all of this? Has he been a part of the problem, do you think? And do you feel sorry for where he now sits? He has only coached JB 8 games.
Oh, we've had this conversation.
In his own right.
And totally. Some of those games have been affected by COVID.
Exactly.
And by the way, the team is taking over is 17th, and with 4.5 wins, not going that well at all.
And a questionable list.
Exactly, and a questionable list. So he's under the pump.
All sorts of pressure. We've spoken about this before. Yeah. Michael Voss, Knights took over. I know he wasn't an Essendon player, but took over from Sheedy, a legend. We've seen it.
Yeah.
And on a lot of occasions, obviously, it literally hasn't worked. Yep. And he's under more pressure than those guys.
Yeah. And we saw him. He didn't like what was being said about the arrangement, got very defensive and quite narky in responding to what was being said about it, which was clearly 100% accurate. He bristled up at someone daring to question him in it. Now, again, I'm only raising this because he's now about to embrace and embark upon probably the toughest list build and where this club goes, and with this as a backdrop. And what I will say about him is, though, I don't think he'll be losing one second of sleep about it, though, Duck.
No,
he's wired in a way where I'm going to make this work. And that's what's made him the great player that he
was. What about
was.
The players?
Yes, I've seen your players had a role in this. Yeah.
Has there been any of that?
When they were asked, and again, I wasn't as big, I didn't have the insight as other journalists did on this particular matter, but what I have learnt in the past 24 hours is they were asked, and they did say it was going to be a disruption if they were to stay. And Clarkson obviously is aligned with certain older people. Obviously, he made it was an eyebrow-raising decision to put Ben McAvoy in as captain this year, wasn't it? And it seemed a stopgap measure, but clearly that's a Clarkson man. Amira, Wingard, other recruits who have come in have been Clarkson ideas and appointments, and they gave up a lot for Wingard. They gave up the only first-round draft pick they had on their list in Ryan Burton to get him. So there's been decisions made like that which are going to be different, very different to the ones that Sam Mitchell will begin to make as early as this year's draft and trade period.
Well, the other thing that was never going to work, Purple, was having Sam Mitchell at Box Hill next year and Al Clarkson at Hawthorne. I mean, that was never. But someone who has no knowledge of football would look at that and say there's no chance that could have ever worked.
And the main thing with different messaging, Clearly, yeah, exactly. I mean, the messaging in that situation has to be the same. They have to be on the same page. And clearly, one game plan in the VFL,
exactly.
One game plan in the AFL, yeah. That just does not work.
Dame, I've summed it up, okay?
Yep.
So I got sucked into the wedding last week. Nice wedding. They all spoke beautifully about each other. Very, very happy. Great speeches. Clarko went on for 15 minutes. Yep. Mitch said how much he loves him.
Yep.
Bugger me dead. A week later, they're divorced. They've had the separation. Mitchell, he keeps the house.
Yep.
And he keeps the kids.
Jeez.
Clarko gets a nice payout and he just moves away. So that's it. It's just been a bad, messy divorce in a week.
I'm scared to ask you this. Where are you putting Jeff Kennett into this whole marriage arrangement?
I think he goes too. Yeah, he was the MC, the host, and he did a bit of a Johnny Barker.
Oh, no.
And they said, righto, mate, you've had enough too. So we've all been through that, Cocko, haven't we? And we, that's what's happened. That's how I've summed it up.
What does Alistair Clarkson do next year?
I feel he coaches.
I've just got a text message, and you got journos use this all the time, mm-hmm. JB. Mm-hmm. A source.
Oh, yes.
Source.
Yeah. Hindsey. Yeah. Hindsey, I've just got a message from Hindsey, and he reckons 100% he's at Collingwood.
He's not Hindsey.
100%. There's no wiggle room.
Hindsey tomato sauce, is it?
He's written just right now, Hindsey. It's written 100% at Pies.
Again, Jim, if you want to take someone at their word, well, Alistair Clarkson's latest offerings publicly was he probably won't coach next year, but his latest offerings on the previous Friday were that he was going to be at Hawthorn.
He wasn't sure. He got asked. He goes, am I allowed to coach? And I think it was to Kennett, wasn't it, who was in the crowd. It was strange.
The answer to that is, yes, he is allowed to coach. Yes, he will get his full rack rate owed to him by Hawthorn. And that money, and let's say it's between 800 and 1.1, and I don't claim to know the exact figure, but that money will be paid to Alistair Clarkson and will also go on the Hawthorn soft cap, which will affect Sam Mitchell.
So how does that sit? I mean, there are so many layers to this purple, but Jeff Kennett has stood up on the pulpit and piled into other clubs who have sacked people and then had to keep paying them, has given it to North Melbourne for a start, deluxe, and by the way, they've probably deserved it, but he has given it to them publicly, and anyone else who's had to spend, to his words, AFL money paying people that aren't working at clubs anymore. So how does that sit now?
Well, as I said, Jim, but the fact that he came back a second time required changes to the way the club was run in order for that to happen. To come back and overthrow a board and then to leave it in this situation right now, to me, he has to go out the door as Alistair Clarkson has done.
For what it's worth, I love the personality of Jeff.
Oh,
I
don't
love
worry.
What he brings to the table.
So. And he is rhino thick.
Mate, you can say whatever you want.
He is rhinoceros thick.
But the arrogance.
You can't get a dart through Jeff's hide. It is literally a metre wide. He doesn't give a stuff. He doesn't give a stuff what any of us say, what anyone thinks. He just runs his own race. And to that, he is actually entertaining.
The arrogance there.
I'll give him the entertainment component, but running a footy club? No.
He lost an election because of his arrogance. Forgot about country Victoria.
We actually did a pretty good job prior to that. At least got some stuff done.
At least he got some sun done. I went there, but...
You've got political and marriage counsel.
We need to get marriage counsel.
I've done everything. I've done both.
What the hell? With lots to discuss today, prior to Nuff Nuff, of course, and prior to North Melbourne and Geelong, and I'm also hungry, so I'm going to give Will a card.
He's hungry.
We need to get Petone Pizzas to give us a duck special.
And some Macca's.
Oh, yeah. I think it's called the duck special.
You know what it is? Just eyes. Fish eyes and things like
that. No, why don't we get the wrinkle special?
Toughness is in their DNA. No shortcuts. They make it tough. They make it look good. Born in 1930, our legendary status is in our heritage, of course. And for McDonald's, marquee sponsor of this show for over 20 years, they are superstars. Ream Hot Water, the best. Triple M Rocks Footy.
Now you can stream every AFL match live with Triple M Footy.
That's as good as you get.
Just download the Listener app and select Triple M.
Advantage played inside forward 50, and Mackay leads out, takes an easy mark.
Kennedy's hanging around the pack, spills out to Walsh. Look at this man. Snaps around the corner. What a player he is!
Back inside forward 50, the Blues. The good kick to Mackay. He's got it again. Now he's an opportunity. Back to Charlie Curnow. Charlie Curnow with his first kick. Welcome back, Big Charlie. Bangs one home from 55. Murphy to finish the job for the Blues. Right on the siren, Mark Murphy kicks a big goal. Big win for the Blues.
So the Blues, 31-point winners over a very disappointing St Kilda, it has to be said. With a spot in the eight on the line, they gave little.
Nothing.
Little.
Yeah.
But what did we learn about the Blues?
Well, I tell you what, they responded really good. That's what we did, because they were terrible last week, Jim. They were shocking, and they responded well. Good on them. But I think we learnt more about the Saints. I don't know what happened there. They just imploded.
Right Ryder being a late out was obviously a problem for them, but it wasn't an excuse, was it, for the way the game unfolded?
Well, Carlton lost their ruckman. So But look, for me, I agree with Bill. I think the response. So I thought that if they came out and didn't give a yelp, I thought he's lost the players here, Tiggy, and he's in real
trouble. Well, you said that on the Wednesday rub. Yep. You felt that he had lost them, and you wrote that in the Age. Yep.
So the fact that they came out and responded tells you that he hasn't. He looked like he lost them the week before because they just gave up after half time. But their pressure from the start, that's what it was built around. And then guess what, Bill? Not a puzzle. Accurate goal kicking. You know, you kick the goals you should kick, and look what happens.
Second most accurate goal-kicking performance in the club's history.
I mean, it's
unbelievable.
It really was incredible. And wasn't it good to see Murphy kick that last goal? What's he got? Two to go.
Two to go.
Yeah. They'll nurse him through those two games. They're only half a game out of the eight as we sit, Bill.
It's quite incredible. Sam Walsh.
Yeah, he's
outstanding.
What he's doing now as well as hitting the scoreboard. He's a freak of a player. And when you go there and watch him live, you don't get this appreciation. Right, it's so sad that the fans haven't been able to watch him this year because he's gone to a whole new level in terms of just the distance that he covers. He just goes from one contest to another, to another, to another. They simply can't keep up with him.
That's right.
And Jim, what it also does too, is it just throws another narrative into the conversation about David Teague. So since that review was called, he's now won 4 of 6. And there's been a horrendous loss within that patch, Duck, the one that came the previous week.
But
4 of 6 is actually a pretty good form line with the pressure on him.
Not against great teams.
That is true. And you can't say St Kilda is a great team. But I'm with you, Bill. They have been as disappointing a team when it came to expectation going into 2021, given they came out of 2020 being a finals successful
team. That game last week, you could not pick them last night, but somehow they find something and win.
The flip side of that was St Kilda are actually bloody good in the West.
Yeah.
They ran West Coast real close and were unlucky not to win in the end. So how do you work form line in footy? It's just ridiculous.
Well, the one thing that you can't do, I mean, Brett Ratten, you can't get out there and kick the footy for him or handball the ball 2 metres for him. They were deplorable in their skills. All of their highest possession winners just butchered the footy. They're all some of them were going at Dunstan. He was going at I think about 15% at one stage, kicking efficiency. Then all of the others were below 50%. Look, on the flip side of Carlton, you know, guys like Walsh and these guys, they were going at 85, 90%. I mean, that was the difference in the game, execution of basic skills.
So, Purple, my wonder about both St Kilda and Carlton, but more the Saints on the back of last night, how savagely do they review this season? Like, how do they legitimately, you know, Simon Lethlean, down to the coach, but also the CEO and the board, do they sit there and go, right, we are not going to tolerate what we've served up this year after the ground we made last year? Yeah. Or do they wallpaper over it and go, oh, yeah, but there were some reasons, and then get to the first day of preseason and hope things go well next year? Because for me, the best clubs, the consistent among the best clubs is a refusal to accept standard slipping.
Yeah. Jim, they've already started a form of review. They're not going to seek the headlines out of it, but they have begun having a good look at what they've brought into the club and what they need to do next. So to answer your question, that there's no intent from that club to make it all go away and just think it's going to
Who's
be an
aberration.
Who's
improved this year?
Well,
Steele's been outstanding.
Yep.
Give me someone else.
Steele definitely has. I think Marshall, without his feet problems, Bill, Marshall has taken the next step again, but his body just keeps letting
but
him down.
But there's a lot. When you go through,
they've had a few defenders.
No, they've had a few defenders that have stood up. But you're right, Bill. I reckon when you look at clubs and whether they play finals or not, you've got to look and you say, if you've got a good group of players that have had career best or close to career best, that's when you elevate. And that's what they had last year. They had guys just step up and you go, wow, all their recruits that they got the year before. Butler's almost non-existent this year in comparison to last year. So a lot of things have dropped off for St Kilda, which is why they sit where they sit.
Which is why I think we all have such enormous regard for Geelong. because they've set their standards so high, but they demand every year that they maintain them.
Yeah.
And it's extraordinary. Of course it is.
I'm just going through the list. I'm trying to find out who wins the best and fairest. Probably Tommy Stewart, right? But you have a look in the...
Leadership. That's what it is.
Yeah, leadership.
From right from the top, yeah. from your president, all the way down through, they are just they're just led so well,
John. There's 10 players that could win their best and fairest at that club right now. Yep. Probably Tommy Stewart's in front.
Isaac Smith.
Yeah, Isaac Smith had a great year.
Selwood,
Tom Hawkins.
Yep.
Mate, you can go through 10 players.
Yeah.
But then I have a look at who's winning the Herald Sun Award or who's winning the Coaches Award. Not one player in the top 10.
Yeah.
So it's just been a team effort, well led, and these young boys come in, like Tommy Atkins, who I think's out today.
And just on that, he's in a late out today. Zach Guthrie, who you got a lot of time for, Bill, he's come back in. And the subs will be Attlee and Clark.
Jordan Clark's in. And we've got a first gamer.
As a sub.
Nathan Kruger. Is it Nathan? Kruger. Anyway, he's old man. When I was at Drury, right, as a kid, a little country town, we used to get these Indigenous boys come down from Darwin. And the Motlop boys, and they were sensational players. And they lived in the house across from us, actually. This big ruckman comes down, Jamie Kruger from Darwin, the scariest man. He's got a scary name, the scariest man I've ever seen. And I rock up here one day at Geelong with the mums and dads. He's there. I go, what are you doing here? He goes, me boys just got picked up.
Yeah.
So he's playing his first game today.
There you go.
But he was a mad ruckman, mad ruckman at Drury. He used to scare the crap out of everyone. And his boy started forward, and then Scarlo's grabbed him this year, and he's played to backed, and he's an athletic kid. It would be good to see how he goes, Krugs, but good on him. It's his third year on the list at the club.
From South Adelaide, officially, Victor Harbour before that. So I must admit, Bill, I have not heard of him. So it's a good cool story.
Yeah, it's good to play, because I don't know if Geelong have played too many first gamers this year. So good on him.
Oh, well, he can't get him in.
Oh, that's it, mate. Yeah, exactly.
Seems
right.
That bloody settled and good.
Well, Bill, do you think for the first time, just to stay on the cast just for a minute, do you think for the first time, though, they're going to lose a couple of these fringe players that just can't get a game? You've got great depth. We know that. But all of those go. Yeah, Clark, he's a sub today.
He's a sub today.
I mean, there's so many. You've been able to hang on to them.
That's right.
But
Narkle's a good one. I read there's five clubs, and so they should be looking at him because he's been dropped, and then also he comes and he's a sub. He comes on last week and has what, 8 clearances or something. Yeah. He's a very good player.
His best is in keeping with that club.
Constable's been in an amazing form.
But Brownless. But what they they'll say to these young kids is, mate, Joel's getting older.
Stick around.
Danger's getting older.
We're an old group. Stick around for one more year.
There's going to be a spot for you.
Going to recruit another Sean Higgins and Isaac Smith. Players coming in.
Yeah, that's what they did.
two more years.
But I'll tell you what, and well done to Sean Higgins today. He's 250.
250th missed last week.
But Isaac Smith, hasn't he been a great recruit? He's played every game and played well.
Hey, Shane, we've got enough coming next. Shame, Geelong, comfortable winners today, but shame, Cunnington, Thomas and Zerha all out.
Mate.
Probably the three they could least afford to lose.
Cunnington, Jim, have you got an update for us?
Well, I think, Damo, we've heard.
Look, the early detection part of the tumour that was discovered, Bill, and the fact that it was removed as early as Monday, just days after or even a day after sort of detection of it, it's giving everyone around it hope that it's been dealt with as expediently as needed. Cool. And look, there's nothing official yet, Bill, but there's great hope that it being done that way is going to have the outcome that everyone wants.
We love him, and you're right. You say it every year. He should be all Australian. He's a superstar and that. But Thomas had his best game last week, 4 goals. So they've missed a couple of big outs for them.
And the big zoo, although zoo's had these wings sort of hanging off there for a while. But it'll be a shame, because I would have loved to have seen a close to full strength North just to see how they go against the best.
And sold out down there. And I speak to someone down there, my brother, who's lived there. Mm. He said, mate, finally we get Geelong coming down, and they sell it out.
Yeah, of course.
Mate, so they'll come. You get the good clubs playing down there and they'll come.
I see Bernard on the screen here just nestling in. He's ready.
Is that a beard?
He's got some sort of wispy growth.
I hope he doesn't go outside and it's windy. It'll just blow straight off.
That's coming up next. We are not far away from the start of North Melbourne and Geelong for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. And, of course, our great friends Hard Yakka, a new breed of legends. Triple M Rocks. Saturday afternoon footy.
Download the Listener app now to stream every game on Triple M Footy.
And what about that?
Just download the Listener app and select Triple M.
We are here, of course, Richard Marsland Studio, South Melbourne style, ahead of North Melbourne Geelong. That's down in Hobart.
Yes.
But this is how global our reach is. We also get over to Adelaide. We've had to wipe pretty much Bernie like a dirty ass. Because what happened?
It's a good thing.
We had the bloody COVID shutdowns everywhere, and he got locked in Adelaide, and we've left him there basically. So he has to wander into a studio over there to contribute to our show over here. Now, Bernard,
yes,
let's get this started. Hose, hit the button for us, please.
Hey, what a great spot to be locked in, though. If you're going to be stuck somewhere, what a great city to be stuck in. Bill?
Well, you don't know. You're in lockdown.
Yeah, but nothing much changes, Jim. It's all the same. Same amount of cars on the street. Very tight studio in here, though. That's the only difference between Melbourne and here. But I have tinkered with the intro a little bit. I just wanted you to pick up a little bit. Done a bit of work. Had a bit of time over here this week. I just want to see if you can notice what I've changed. Right. Hit it, Hose. Mm. Oh.
I told you, homeboy.
Ian Bell of Heel, Bill of Heel.
Tinker. To the air of the art. That's what you call enough now.
A couple of specials you've just dropped in there.
Yes, a couple of little specials. Yeah, a couple of our little favourites. Yes, right. Tinkered, isn't it, Bill? Is that right?
No, good word. Okay. Get on with it, because we're running very late.
Oh, are we? Well, what about you? You've just rolled in. Anyway, hey, it's been a big week at Hawthorn. Well, a big month, really, when we think about it. But I love when we hear what the fans actually really think. And this is SEN during the week.
In Hastings, Bruin, welcome. We got you there.
You, Hawthorn. Yeah. Yeah, can you hear me, mate? Yeah.
Fire away.
I'll tell you what, if I see Jeff Kennett down the street, I'd punch him square in the face, mate.
We probably don't want to do that.
You can go and get...
I hope we're in delay.
What about Jared there, right? He goes, hope we're in delay. Guess what? They weren't.
Oh, no. No, couldn't dump it. Couldn't dump it. So that went
Jared
to there.
I haven't heard such language.
we love that, though. We love it. Hey, but you know what? We shouldn't throw glass. Oh, shouldn't throw stones in glass houses, should we? I nearly stuffed that up.
You did
stuff to yourself.
We should throw glass bricks at glass houses.
You know what? I was trying to do the duck one, but I'll just throw to the duck one. Go, Hose.
I think if you live in a glass house, don't throw glass bricks.
That's the one I was trying to say. Then I couldn't remember what he actually said.
Hang on. You're rehashing stuff from 5 weeks ago.
No, that's because I wanted to... We can't throw stones because this is one of our very own back in the day.
You just come in with your outdated, crappy little bitchy moaning comments. Ooh, I don't do this. It's time to put it away, Fox. The game's changed. Jump off the radio, jump into a nursing home and just leave it alone.
Were you here today?
Yes, I was.
You're a...
How ironic that we use Sam Newman today how he looks.
Well, Bill, you've got to talk once the audio finishes because no one heard what you said.
We missed the best bit of the audio. But that's right.
Technical glitch. But you know what? It's not the first time you've cut in my segment. You just sit down and turn yourself off because this is about you now, Bill. I was going to leave you alone this week, but you know, you've been working in special comments, doing a really poor job of that too. But you are better than this, Bill. We know there's no crowds.
Disappointing in that they've been soft, they've made mistakes, and look, the fans have even left the ground.
Oh, Bill, that you didn't go there.
Just a little gag that you don't get when you're doing it.
No, I heard your photosynthesis crap as well. You wouldn't even know what that was. Why'd you bring that up?
Well, it was all about light on the ground through the stadium. And you don't know what photosynthesis means, so bring it up.
Yeah,
you're
it
bogan
grass
from
grows,
bloody Elizabeth.
Oh, now I'm from Elizabeth, is it? But today, BT went down the same path, Bill.
No.
Steal.
The crowd want him to kick it, JB.
That's what's ahead of him.
Yeah, I like how you just moved on straight away, Jim. Yeah. Well, that's what's ahead of him, you idiot. But I'll be air checking today, Bill.
I don't want any. Bristle. I thought that was quite humorous.
Yeah, it was good. I don't want any of that crap today, though, Bill. I actually want to learn something about football from you today. I'll be air checking, okay?
No, so just remember that. Duck's me little man. He sets him up, and he's the, I suppose, straight man. And then I just come in with some Hume.
I don't know where you were going with that. Hey, Sydney Freo last week, Nat Fyfe, big collision, dislocated shoulder, and, old Dr. Derm, he gave his analysis of the injury.
The more times it comes out, the more you can tolerate it in season. You've got to get it fixed at some stage. But they'll pop that back in and it'll probably be good to go in second half.
Second half of next year, Derm. What are you talking about? He's had surgery. He's out for 3 months. Non-contact, by the way. Hey, Duck, well, this one's a little bit self-explanatory. You know, we work in a pretty tight space in the commentary box, and it's not ideal when this happens. Just listen for Ash Chua's comments too.
Something's just sort of wafted from the box.
Someone stepped on a duck, Howie.
You just might need to open a few windows in the box. It's rather pungent at the moment.
Someone in this room is on protein and it's unlikely to be me.
It's the Werribee
duck. Oh, boy. In this case, it's me. The duck has relieved.
Oh, no. The Werribee duck.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't. I reckon it was Ash.
Ash wouldn't do that.
What do they say? The first person that smells it?
Yeah.
What do they say?
Back in the play yard.
Is that what they say, Duck? Yeah, is it? What they
say, what, hang on. Let Duck go. Yeah. What do they say, Duck?
I don't know.
Whoever smells its own scent.
Yeah. Is that it?
Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Yeah.
That's what he was trying to say. Just come to me with all the sayings. I know them all. Hey, while I'm on you, Duck, did you do geography at school? That's my first question.
Can't remember it.
Well, he didn't go to school.
Didn't he?
No.
Well, during the quiz last week,
about
for those
12 different schools.
Well, that's fair. Hey, during the quiz last week, the very poor quiz, mind you, there was a road race going on the bikes, on the screens, and, well, Duck gave us an update, and I think he may have invented a country.
Nambia's running third.
They're
on the cyclists.
Running third in the cycling. So there's Namibia and there's Zambia. So where's Nambia?
Hey, there's a lot of countries I had never heard of until this Olympics.
Yeah, that is true. That's one no one's heard of.
Another one.
Anyway. Well, as we know, the AFL and the Olympic worlds are sort of starting to, that's one of them, starting to collide at the moment. And, well, Howie last night, he was commentating footy, remember? There's some good enough and there's bad enough. This is good enough.
And extra time two has just begun. Australia leads Great Britain 3-2, so about 14 minutes for the Matildas to hang on.
Oh.
No!
Oh.
Goal.
I thought he was going to run out of puff there and pass out. Got
bad.
A little bit excited when the Matildas scored in extra time last night. What a great win that was too.
That was exciting, Ben. Mm-hmm.
It was very good, Damo. Thanks for chiming in, Damo. You are there. Good.
Does Damo ever stuff up? You haven't had much on him.
Oh, no. I try my hardest to find something, but he's very, very professional, that man. Hey, Claire Balding from the BBC in the UK. Claire, she was asked a really intriguing question to the men swimmers, and it pricked my ears up.
You're 18 years old, it's your first Olympics, and you swam, honestly, your third leg was just phenomenal.
Third leg, Bill, did you get that, Bill?
Well, they're only supposed to have two.
Yeah, well, you know what their nicknames are now, those swimmers?
Tripods.
Clever Dick. Hey,
buddy.
Tripod. Okay, don't worry. Hey, well, Bruce, we can't. The great Bruce.
I don't
know. We've got to bring it up when we hear it. And, he'd only been doing athletics for one day and he already got winks in.
This is African record for Talu. This is enormous stuff here. And she had a good long look. She had one really. It was like Q Bowman on winks. Now I've got winks in. That's okay.
That's it.
Come on, Bruce.
How many
times are we going to hear horses? Hey, Das. Well, Das was bringing in, and he explains that he's bringing in two legends, and he actually brings in three people. I'll let you be the judge on who the legends are.
Let's get back for the men's 100-metre breaststroke final. Couple of legends, Liesl, Ian Thorpe, and Basil Zappos.
And that brings me in. I think the first two might have been the legends, and then he just the tone dropped a little bit. And Basil. Anyway, but that brings me to Nuff of the Week.
Nuff of the Week.
We've all been watching the Olympics and, his phrases and statements and stories are just starting to build up a little bit on me, and it's making me a little bit frustrated. I want to give you an example of, this is called an alliterative phrase.
Confirmation.
celebration, a coronation. We can start the celebration.
Oh, come on, Baz.
What's that called, Bernie, again?
That's an alliterative phrase. Well, you want to say that? Can you say
No, that's why you said it.
He's got all those written down before.
He just places them. Nice delivery. Bernard,
yes.
Very, very nicely delivered. I love that. Enough's my favourite of the week.
Like
while you're talking about Derm, and you're talking about what Duck did in the box last week.
Yes.
My first year of doing Triple M football was Dermot and Sam and BT, and Derm had a crook guts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he got bad.
I had a real bad lower guts.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway. So in the rub, he'd eased one out, and the force threatened to go home. Could not tolerate any flatulence, Sam. And he said, Dermot, you go down that path again, I will leave, and I'm done for the day.
It had enough.
So the next time, Derm, who's just pissing himself laughing, Derm's giving it the, oh, I've got, there's another one.
Oh,
Sam sent him into the 3AW box, which was next door.
Right.
So Derm went in there on air, and he cropped us. Busted all of them. We're trying to call the footy. Geez. I've turned right. There's Rex Hunt and Tim Lane. They've gone green. Their faces have gone green.
Oh, that is a great
and
story, Jim.
Giggling and
oh,
carrying
he
on.
Was the funniest thing ever. He came back in and resumed commentary. They couldn't operate for about 4 minutes.
That is a great story, Jim. But I need to finish. I got a huge list for Basil. Jeez, it's taken me all week to cut him down to this. But you know, Sun Yang is not at the Olympics. No. Well, this is Basil on Sun Yang.
Sun Yang, of course, the Olympic champion, hasn't made it to these games for a variety of reasons.
Variety of reasons. There's one reason. He's on a doping ban, Basil. Come on, mate. Sure, everyone knows that. You would have known that, Damo.
Yeah, I did.
Trying to bring you in, mate, because you're not saying too much. But he's been nailing all the Russian names, the countries, the cities in Sweden, and he's just forgotten sort of, the well-known country town in Australia.
And with his name on that lane, Isaac Cooper, the former Toowoomba grammar student.
Toowoomba, you can even say that, Bill, can't you?
Yeah, anyway, it's quarter time, Geelong, North Melbourne, down there in Hobart. It's the longest segment I've ever heard, Jim.
I'm just going to finish off with this one. This is the 200 metre breaststroke gold medalist, Zach Stubbity Cook. Now, I reckon Basil may have had this written down, and this just almost made me turn the TV off.
We can all go gobbledygook for Zach Stubbity Cook.
Poor. Basil, that's why you're enough, mate.
Oh, I like it. Well done, Bernard.
Thanks, boys.
Very well nice done, from you. Great and, stuff. Of course, you can now have the rest of the day off.
Yes, I've got the Adelaide Bulldogs game today, Adelaide, we're calling. So.
Right. Well, from our point of view.
And have a listen how it's done, the specials.
What, mine or yours?
No, Duck and I. Two of the great forwards now go
combination.
I love it, Bernard. You're a superstar. Thank you very much for that. For Hard Yakka, you're listening to this Triple M Saturday Rub. Hard Yakka, of course, a new breed of legends for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M Rocks Footy.